So I'm aiming, and because I hit, I want to aim right in the back of his head because I want those things to pop out with the force I have.
They do.
Yeah.
Yep. His head explodes.
Yeah.
He crumbles to the ground, and the gems bounce like dice upon the hard dirt floor.
Mm-hmm.
He sort of comes back to his senses and sees you.
Hey, buddy!
And tries to tackle you.
Shit!
What? There too.
He's far too tired, though, and just sort of stumbles. Like, what the hell did you give me?
Gold? And a book? What did it say?
What did it say?
I didn't go home last night.
Why not?
Because I slept in the couch.
In the couch?
Yeah.
Why did you sleep in the couch?
Because the cushions weren't that comfortable. I picked them up down
and you just slept upstairs with Rick.
And then Eric came and slept on the couch. Where you going?
Give me one.
No. Ew! Did you see that?
I thought it was in
some
water.
That was like Shane mocking something.
Now I wish it was in slow-mo.
At least we got that on film. Aaron, you include that in the beginning.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Dungeon Crawler Classic.
What?
DCC.
DCC Blind Wave Adventures. We're up to level 1.
So we were playing Super Smash Brothers.
No.
Oh, well, it was just a lie to get you here.
Yeah. Is it Canadian?
No, not Canadian either. So we've had some journeys so far, I think.
We have had journeys.
Some death.
Yeah, we
some
had
triumphs.
Quite a bit of death.
Who died?
The poison dwarf.
Oh, him.
No, halfling. The difference.
So if we can remind everyone our characters real quick, just name and class.
My name is Sting, he is a beekeeper, and he is a human thief.
All right.
My name is Father Loblaw. He was a scribe, but now has devoted his life to the demon frog lord Ba-Bug-Buzzless.
Exactly. 10 out of 10.
Yep. And he's a cleric. No. Yes.
Yes.
Cleric of Chaos.
Okay.
My character's Raven Maddox. He's a merchant, and he's a warrior class. He's human.
Okay.
All right. I have Wizard Jay, who is a rogue. No, he's a wizard, and used to be a trapper, and now he has devoted himself to learning magical stuff.
One spell in particular.
He has a bee drill pet, and he knows how to speak and understand languages.
And I can communicate with your bee, because I'm a beekeeper.
That's how that works.
That makes sense.
So if we remember last time, we were in an inn. Some of us were. I think Shane was out having shenanigans still.
He was chasing Tail.
Oh, yeah,
some tail.
Yeah, our fight for that girl.
He was chasing Tail and didn't
get much of a fight.
Yeah.
But the rest of you were trying to get a dwarf to translate a book that you guys found.
Yes, we did.
And you expected like a week, like the big book, right?
Yep.
It takes time.
But I gave him like 6 gold.
You did?
I gave him money.
And you came back the next day.
Hey, dwarf man.
He had done.
Good. He better. I paid him.
All done.
It was a very gripping book.
Paid him good money.
His wife was a bit perturbed.
Well, I gave him money.
Because
gave him like
he's
6
been
months
reading
out.
The book incessantly, nonstop, okay. Since he had it.
Good. Yeah.
So the last question you guys asked was, what's in the book?
What's in the book?
Who would like to read?
I'll read it.
Does he have notes?
The human
I don't
will
care.
Read it.
Holding?
I mean, yep. we're all...
Just the front.
We're all human. Dark were the old days, grim were the clansmen. Days of the fell deed holds under siege. Great were the warriors, proud were the hold thanes, running the runesmiths, keeping the old ways. One leaves the hold ways, thrice cursed Hagamoth. He of the bald chin keeps only pride.
Bald chin?
Bald chin.
So oh,
this is
shaved.
This is
the bald chinian.
This is something else.
Okay.
Jay. Delves into sorcery, delves deep the hidden path. Delves with a secret fire down in the dark. Great was a magic rite, cunning the spellsmith, forging new sorcery, his arm grown long. Hold high the gold crown, clad in the silver belt. Great iron shield guards, bearing his rune. Wealth fills a high hold, ale fills the great horn. Gold spills upon the stones, how great the hall. Now come the hold thanes, hammer of the ancestors. Long beards and jealous hearts, girded for war. Late comes the hammer blow, late comes the iron boots. Cold rests the spell forge. The mage has fled. Gone with a golden crown, gone with a silver belt, gone with a lifetime of spell wrought wealth. Ooh, I like that. Far over ocean gray, thanes will not follow there. Shut on the island isle, cut off from all. Late is the hour now, long have shadows grown, even the spellsmith cannot flee death. Quiet now the spell forge, cold now the sanctuary, now has refuge become his tomb. Now pity Hagamoth, shunned by the ancestors, balance the ancient grudge, learn his fate.
And we learn.
So as soon as he says the word fate,
okay. Oh shit.
You all need to roll will saves.
Damn it, Shane, why'd you read the fate word?
So that is a d20 plus any modifiers you have in the middle. So you have a zero. Wow. Oh, over here. There you go. So will. So roll a d20 and add that.
What am I doing?
Adding a d20 and adding that.
What's will?
Will.
Willpower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically it's a spell that's trying to make you do something.
I'm probably going to do something. Oh. He's definitely going to do something.
Fuck! Well, you add your will to it.
Yeah, two. It's a critical fail, though. No, I add it to two, so it's not
can
that,
you critical
right?
fail a will check?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's so, everyone rolled?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, damn it. All right, so what's the highest number?
Probably Shane's. It beats mine plus mine.
Is it 15?
Well, what you're adding on.
It's 13.
Okay, so you are all supernaturally compelled to find the fate of Hagamoth.
Man, I don't care about this guy.
You understand that if you do not, if you are not able within 6 months to break this curse, you will die.
Oh.
That going to shenanigans.
This is some kind of a fucking rabbit trail.
The innkeeper also will die because he read the book.
I gave you 6 gold.
Yeah. He can die.
Yeah.
How much money does he make? Does he make more than us?
No.
He can die. Yeah.
Can we just kill him now and like, get rid of him? The 6 gold that he gave him was like 6 months' salary for him, right?
It was a lot. Yeah. So, you know.
He can have a last 6 months.
He's
going to
live it up these 6 months.
I'm going to take my money back.
He's got no faith on you guys.
I'm going to take my money back in order to try to stop and save him.
What?
Yeah.
I need this money.
I need it to save our lives.
I've got
to
live.
You won't if we don't achieve this goal.
You're not going to achieve this. Look at you.
Human. I'm a wizard.
All you humans.
He's a wizard.
You don't have the fortitude.
I do. I got fortitude.
You don't even know where to go.
We gotta go across the gray sea or something like that, it said. What did it say?
Gray sea. Okay, do you know where that is?
Well, that's what I need the gold for information.
Ah, I see.
See?
Yeah.
So, see!
I should have you arrested.
For what?
For eventual murder.
I didn't murder nobody.
You gave me the book.
He read the spell.
You gave me the loaded crossbow.
Well, pulled the trigger. You were supposed to shoot a deer. Not yourself.
It's all your fault.
All right, so.
Far over ocean gray. That's what it says.
Yes.
Things will not follow there. Things. We'll be safe if we go across the ocean.
Is this map on the sheet in canon?
No, but you do have a map that you got from your first adventure. What's that?
Four.
14.
He has no idea what the gray ocean is.
But he wants to give me his money that I gave him to help us achieve this.
How do I know that you will?
What do you
does
have?
Does he know
you have to lose if we don't achieve this?
Okay. Does he know
we don't
someone
die.
Who would know where the gray ocean is?
We've already achieved great things.
We have a map.
We can achieve greater things.
You have a map. It's useless unless you know the area around it and the star chart it's based off from.
Well, does he know someone who might know where the gray ocean is?
Well, he knows.
We're already on our way towards the dock.
He knows that there is a dock on this road, and that there might be map makers, there might be sailors that know that sort of thing.
And that's where we were heading.
That's where you were heading.
We may need money to get information from those guys.
He gives you the money.
So you're gonna renege on the money?
No, I'm gonna use it to save all of our lives, including his.
And he spits
on him
on the ground.
Okay.
Unhappy with his lot in life.
But it will be a longer lot.
It will be a lot longer lot.
Yes.
Do you see how old this book is? No one's been able to find it. in this whole time.
That's because it was hidden.
This language has been out of date for 500 years.
This book's been hidden underground.
So we need to find
years.
I think we should burn this fucker.
No, there may be more information.
Need to find linguist. Yeah. He only read anthropologist.
He only read like the cover.
Hey, it's blasphemy. Right?
You read the whole thing. That's the last.
That's the last of it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, shouldn't we go to some?
You can have the book, and you can have.
Is there a university in this place?
A library.
Who knows?
Are there scholars?
I'm a scholar.
None that he knows of. Like, there's a scholar in, like, 1 in 10,000 people.
I've read lots of books for my
It's Middle Ages. It's not like, the king would have a scholar, but the church would have a scholar.
So with all our power and influence and popularity, we couldn't find a scholar.
What?
You don't have,
influence or popularity.
You've done great things.
You've done great things in a small village.
I helped the economy of this village.
This one.
You found a hidden, like, frog temple and killed one of the villagers.
Don't tell them that. Okay.
So you're not particularly known. Not yet. Certainly not anywhere past this inn.
Exactly. But we have done some great things, and we can do greater things. So we must make for the place, because we don't have much time. We don't know how long the sea's going to take us to go.
Ottoman's dock, you've got 6 months.
Yeah, but we don't know how long it's going to take us to get there. How long it's going to take us to go from that shore to somewhere that we might not make it.
Do you have enough money to rent a ship?
That's what I needed that gold for. Who knows? It might be just what we needed.
So he gave you 7. Is there anything else you want to do in town? It's nighttime.
Stock up?
Well, the shops are closed, so we should probably find an inn.
We're in an inn.
Yeah, you're in an inn.
In an inn. You're inside. Slim Shady, I'm sick of him.
Him walking around and you
So you guys can take off immediately. You can spend the night, maybe do a little shopping tomorrow.
You should probably do some shopping tomorrow.
It's a pretty podunk town. The harbor is probably wealthier since it's our commercial center, right?
How far is it?
I need a piece of paper.
It's less than 3 days.
What is?
Okay.
To the harbor.
Okay.
We should probably just make our best time there then.
Leave now.
Yeah, actually leave now.
Yeah.
We're
at night.
We know we have 6 months to live.
Unknown territory. With
how much piss that guy spit when I was around. I just keep thinking about it.
You
fucker.
Why?
Because he spit in my direction. I got a little bit of spittle. One of my bottom of my
ribs. I spit in your general direction.
Now you know how I feel.
It's worse.
What do you want to do?
130.
I ain't gonna do anything. I'm just gonna remember it.
All right. You're not gonna tell him that the curse is broken. You're gonna wait until the 6 months are up, right?
Come back.
The curse is broken.
I'm so sorry.
Like if you do it in a month.
If we get it done in like say 4 months.
You're not gonna send him a letter.
We don't go back and let him know. We just let him live. And then at the end of 6 months, he's like, "I'm sorry, honey. Goodbye." I did it with your sister.
He just ruined it.
We'll be there to watch.
And then he lives, and he's like, I didn't mean it, honey.
Wow.
That'd be something.
I don't know why I was... does it sound like a soap opera kind of thing?
That sounds like a soap opera, yeah.
All right, so you head off at night. It is a full moon. You are tired from your... and still a little wet from your adventures in the swamp.
I prefer to be wet.
So it's cold, you're walking along, you need to see if you have a random encounter.
Dumb!
It's like Pokemon.
Can we use Repel or some shit?
Exactly.
You don't have
Boom.
That means very likely that we'd have it.
It's very likely that we're gonna
have it. Alright, so you're walking along, and you need to make intelligence checks to see if you can spot it before it gets dropped.
Maybe you want some intelligence checks. I can get you some intelligence checks.
I'm 16.
You have to roll.
That's the plus. Oh. So the plus
one. Minus one.
Everyone rolls it.
Roll.
You all have a chance.
You're 20.
Damn it. I missed the hole.
How? You have 4 kids. So.
I usually get assistance.
Yeah.
12. You're dumb.
5.
Minus 1.
What's
so
your intelligence?
4.
12.
Oh.
I matched it. That means I win.
No.
You're dumb too.
No, what's your score though?
12!
Oh. So I'm smarter than you on paper.
No, Shane, a D20.
That's a D12. Yeah, someone said 12.
No, he said 12. I said I roll a D20. 17.
Roll his stealth.
18. Plus 1, so 18. 7.
7 plus.
Someone said 12.
So what do you got?
So an 8.
Yeah,
so 12. Anyone that got higher than an 8.
I did!
Yes.
Hears a swarm of bats
No, shit.
Zubat.
My intelligence lets me hear stuff?
It's perception. It is perception.
Oh, that's weird. Okay.
Yep.
I guess it's like, oh, I hear a noise. Hey, that's bats.
Right.
That's what it is.
Rather than, oh, it's just my cloak.
So it's
you saw it. No. Dumb, dumb.
It is a swarm of bats. Let's roll initiative.
Yeah.
They don't have a surprise round on you.
You're about nine.
All right. So
nine.
13 initiative.
You're slow.
I don't like it. I'm getting low.
What am I doing?
16.
D20. Huh? D20 plus initiative, which should be down here.
Yep.
Plus two.
Okay.
Where's initiative?
Top seven. Lower, mid right.
You got 15.
15 plus seven.
Oh, so 17. I got 18.
Yep.
It's a little more.
I got 22. Yeah.
We got a 20.
17, Ricky Sanchez. Like.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Calvin.
I'm last.
Shane.
I got 18.
I like going last.
17.
That's. You got 17?
I got chicken scratches then. Yeah.
Goes first.
She can read it. On my phone.
That's.
It's terrible.
I seen your
hand. Calvin, you go first.
I have calligraphy.
There are bats. They're going to swarm you.
Are there multiple bats or is it a swarm?
Swarm
we're fighting. Okay.
It's a swarm of bats.
Okay.
Okay. Do they look as if they are attacking as one or are the individuals attacking as a group?
They appear to have animal intelligence.
Okay.
They do not seem to be magical bats. It doesn't mean that they're not like high
bats or something, you know?
I
deal with these all the time. I'm good at that.
Do I have all these? I don't have all these, right?
I have lantern oil.
With all the things in the front.
I have all those?
Yeah. And we would be traveling with torches, right?
Right.
Is it night?
It's night.
Yeah.
A full moon.
Okay.
Torches might grow, draw attention.
Okay. It's a full moon, and we might not
do well in the dark when it's wet.
Would somebody have had a lantern or a torch or something on a full moon night, or would we have been wanting to travel stealthy?
I figure we're just walking the road anyway, right?
Yeah.
So I would assume we're walking with like a torch.
Okay.
Okay.
You have a torch.
Okay. So
no wonder.
Take that solace. I take a jar of lantern oil.
Okay.
And I throw it, like douse the swarm as best I can, and then throw a torch.
Roll a.
So I throw money at it too. You know how much that lantern oil costs back?
Throw that ham.
I bought it.
Throw the ham at it.
Roll a missile attack.
No!
I'm blowing your money away.
So you're adding your debts.
Good eye, poor man.
So whatever you roll.
Good eye, poor man. In 6 months.
What's the total?
Dex. 14.
Okay. They are going to get a reflex save for half damage.
Three.
You don't get it, so they're going to take full damage.
Sweet. All of them.
With it's swarm. A swarm, yeah.
So it's one unit, basically.
So, we'll do...
Can you attack a swarm with, like, a sword?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it took, like, less damage or anything.
It does.
Okay.
But you still can.
I have a flail that can go on fire.
That's accurate. 2d6 damage.
Okay. Is it ongoing at all, or is it just...
Mine? Since they failed, yes. Some of them are continuing to go on fire.
So...
12! Look, you're welcome!
Max damage.
You're welcome!
Really good.
Yeah.
It might kill them.
We have experience here.
No.
Yeah. No, our Pokemon that are staying in the ball don't get any.
Where's the D8? Here. You can't see.
In the box.
Two.
So it's a two. I need to roll that again.
Sorry.
Seven.
How much damage did you do?
12.
All right. They die and disperse.
Okay,
done.
So Calvin hears bats.
No,
turn.
I heard him. I said, Calvin!
Like, no, I
bat! He goes,
ah! And they're dead.
Yeah.
Nice. All before I noticed what happened.
Like,
I was like, huh?
Where's the ham?
Come on!
Where's the ham?
Right. Somebody said ham!
So, you lost your oil.
Yeah.
But you got one experience.
Yay!
Okay.
And you continue on. It's 3 days walking. Are you going to rest at some point, or are you just going to force march it? Sleep on the ship.
I ran out of oil, so...
Well, I have another jar. Like, the lantern was full. I didn't douse my lantern.
When he says you get one experience, he means you all get one experience.
Yep.
We all get it as a group.
Oh, where at?
Experience.
Right here. Just put plus one.
Or just up.
I want to do 14.
Yeah,
I just...
Wait, how much do you have?
14 also.
Okay, Shane, you fucked up somewhere. You only have 12.
Because he didn't go...
Yeah, no.
Oh,
he literally is behind
by 6. You fucked up. Yeah, he tries.
Can I give me more experience?
No. He tried to get sex. Instead, he missed out on battle.
You only get experience from things that have a possibility of endangering your life.
Well, she could have fucking chlamydia or something, man.
She probably did.
That isn't.
You're just gonna survive.
So in order to level up, you need 50 XP.
I'm like saying though.
What?
50 XP.
Okay, 50. Well, I'm like halfway there.
So.
No.
All right. So you killed the bats. You keep walking. The sun rises. What do you do?
Sun rises, we might as well walk during the day, right?
Alright, roll,
right?
Fortitude checks. That's your hardiness, basically.
Forced march basically.
And then rest during the next night.
I would say. There's not an inn or anything, or
it's
like...
It's just a road, right?
Yeah, you haven't seen anything.
Okay. We'd have to pitch tents if we want to stay.
I don't want to pitch tents during the day.
So let's just go.
Yeah.
Alright, everyone make fortitude checks.
It's whatever I roll plus this.
20!
Natural 20.
Alright, so you're fine.
13.
18. 19. I was trying to move out of the way.
Oh, no one said anything.
It was influence.
19.
Okay, you're fine.
3.
You're not fine.
You rolled an 8.
Plus your fort.
Oh, I got a 10.
You got a 10. Yeah, your fortitude.
I got 4.
Okay, you only need a 5 on the first day.
You got 4.
So you lose 1 hit point.
Oh, okay, guys.
Why? What happened?
Because he's tired. He overexerted himself. Like,
how the fuck do you have 18 hit points?
I had bonus HP from something, so that should go back down to normal now, or no? I still get it because of my familiar. Yeah, okay,
as long as your familiar is alive.
Yeah, he's running with me. Calvin was so pissed because he's like 5.
I have 3. Max of 3.
Hit points is a
You're the squishiest character, and you have max HP.
I have 3, too.
He's 32.
But I got black iron plate armor.
13.
Yeah, but you have a max of 5.
So hit points are an abstraction. It's not like you got stabbed. It's you're tired, or you're burnout, or you have a disease or
you're
something,
weak.
Right? It's your overall health.
If you rest at night,
if you rest at night, you get 1 back, assuming it's a restful night. The cleric can also heal you.
If he got chlamydia,
yes.
Does he have to roll one of those checks every night just when he goes and checks?
He would have
out.
To roll for as often as the disease specifies.
Like every time he pees.
Does it burn?
If you over 5.
Something like that.
All right. So I just lost one. We're good.
All right. So you make it to the next night.
Chlamydia's a new world disease.
Fuck you.
Do you guys want to rest tonight? Because next night it's going to be, if we keep going, it's going to be
10.
It's going to be 10.
The skies are cloudy tonight.
Oh. So it's not as full, it's not as easy to see.
Yeah.
Might rain.
We should rest, right? Yep.
Yeah, I'm pitching tents.
If we go through the night, it should be fine. But then tomorrow, we'll have to roll fortitude if we want to keep going. Which that'd probably be a 10.
So you're resting, are you lighting a fire, and who's on watch?
We should cook.
I was doing the best, so I will take first watch and let other people get rest.
With a fire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we just put little strings with cans on them and they dingle?
We don't have cans. On? You know how expensive a can is?
Just do it with gold houses. There comes up.
I have 3 sets of fine suits. We can create scarecrows.
3
That's
sets?
That's actually not a bad idea.
That is actually a pretty good idea.
We should just set one guy up, like, by the fire.
And put, like, copper in the out for the eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to dress up one so it looks like there's Calvin and another guy?
Yeah. Let's do that. Let's do that. I like that idea.
And then we
I
wake really up like in the middle of the night and he's touching it.
Calvin! Well, let's do that. Can we
do it.
Good? All
right,
we're going to do that.
So I like that.
It looks like Calvin's sitting there with somebody.
Scarecrow.
Maybe once in a while he talks to it.
In my fine suits.
Make it seem real.
Yeah.
That way someone sees, like, there's 2 guys sitting there.
Yeah.
Okay. More
and I can do impressions, too.
The night is uneventful.
The night is uneventful. All right, well, let's pack up the scarecrow and the stuff.
Do we take him all apart or do we just carry him with us?
No, we take the pants off and we leave it as that and we, like, put it.
A pantsless scarecrow?
No, we don't take the pants off.
Touch
a
straw.
We
laughed at.
We cut it in half, so it's like the body, and the legs, and we just strap the legs to our back, and then somebody else.
We got any horses or any shit?
It's like C-3PO on the Wookiee. Okay.
Okay. Right. Okay. I ain't carrying it. It's my suit. You got to carry it.
I mean, we can refill it later.
Yeah, we can.
Will it increase my strength if I carry this thing?
Waste of straw.
Over time, how could I?
I've eaten both of those.
It doesn't work quite like that.
It's not. It's straw. It's all like right. 10 pounds.
So let's move along our day. We pack scarecrow.
All right, you
still
have
to pack up our. If you add that.
All right. We pack up our stuff and we're going to start rolling.
You notice the sounds of horses' feet and wagon wheels off in the distance.
Squeak.
Heading in your direction.
Let's hide.
All right, you're the thief.
Do you want to hide, or do you want to just keep walking?
Let's hide and wait to see who it is.
It's fucking.
Let's just walk
it.
This shit.
Let's just walk it.
And just walk in.
Walk it.
We're on the road. Yeah. I mean, the bandits are probably going to hide it, right?
So something interesting happened.
Bandits are going to ambush. They're not going to ride up on somebody. Right? Unless they're like watching from
this
really far away.
Information
and it's like a train heist.
Yeah. If we don't stand there, we just watch them.
Let's just walk in.
And if not,
badass.
Just fuck them up.
I mean, yeah, right. Fuck them up.
You hear one horse?
Multiple
horses?
Oh, we'll take the horses.
They're mounted, though. You know how much advantage they get on us?
Hey, I can cone freeze or whatever the fuck I've got, okay?
I'm going to give them a hook and we go by.
Okay.
You're gonna mad dog
these people.
You're gonna mean mug these guys.
Wait, did I get my health point back then? Since
yes.
we rested,
dang. Yep.
Restful night.
Okay, so
can I get an extra health point?
No.
Damn it.
Stay along the road. I'm at 18 now. Okay.
You see a carriage being pulled by two horses.
Okay.
There's a driver, and then there's a ridiculously old man next to him, sleeping with like a crossbow.
Oh.
He's the coachman.
I'm staring at him.
You're staring at the old guy or the driver?
For what?
I'm staring at him.
Okay. He's just mean mugging him.
Alright, so there's people going by.
Oh, travelers.
Ah! Yep.
What news brings the road?
He called us a hoe. Watch out for bats!
You wanna just jump this fucking fool?
No,
bats.
I'm not gonna jump him.
No, I don't wanna jump him.
I'm just staring at him. I don't wanna answer.
I mean,
stare.
What alignment?
Well, he's blind, sir.
I
am lawful.
Okay.
You guys are like
that's
neutral
right,
and chaos.
No, well, I'm neutral.
Yeah, neutral and chaos.
Yeah.
I'm the lawful one. You guys are fucking chaotic. I'm trying to like keep
him. Don't mean to fuck this guy up.
No, what
if we take this guy's horses, he can carry the scarecrow.
He's like me during the Doctor Who reaction. It's like, I'm not saying I would want to beat him up, but I would want to beat him up.
I was going to take a drink.
You're like Bill Burr.
Not saying I would. Saying I would.
All right, but I won't take the initiative or anything.
No.
I'm just not saying if something happens and this guy turns out to be some kind
of
old
fuck. But there's plenty
of
fucking reasons.
I'm ready to attack. Let's go. What happens? So we say hi. What else?
They asked how the road was.
You asked how the road was. You said bats.
I said watch out for bats.
Yeah, bats, man.
Got attacked by bats earlier.
Yeah. It's attack.
It was dangerous. We took care of them.
They have a weakness to fire.
We took care of them. So far it's been clear, though. So.
Do you have any fire?
I do, yeah. Oh, cool. It's a merchant wagon.
Yeah.
So I'm trying not to.
What are your wares? What kind of stuff are you carrying?
It's a lot of silk.
He's asking very suspicious questions.
How many people are in do you know in your life? Who is your daddy and what does he do?
You got a lot of silk. What do you do with your silk? You sell it? You trading?
Yeah. Hey, you got any weapons in there?
I get shipments from Ottoman stock.
Yeah.
And then I take them around the various villages and cities and
resell
them.
Have you?
Are you selling anything?
What?
You selling anything?
So
you made a lot of money.
Oh, for a reduced price?
Like something that fell in the dirt and you don't want to wash.
Does your warrior want some silk?
Maybe he does. Hey, he's peacocking.
We could put it on the scarecrow and then it will be like a lady.
There you go, Calvin.
It won't scare
you
people.
Get your woman.
I'm not part of any of this.
We could,
all of you guys, it's supposition that caused this. Fuck you.
We can certainly trade. That's not a problem.
You just have silk, though?
I have, that's what I deal in. That's what I know.
I don't need any soap.
Hell no, I don't need any soap.
Wait,
you're soap man by
you're
trade.
You're a clother.
You
weave silk.
You love
not
silk,
anymore,
dude.
Not anymore, man.
I buy it.
I'm a scribe.
And
a herbalist.
And a recruiter. And a clerk
chaos. Asia.
You're a zealot. What is Asia? Do you have any special silk?
Special silk?
Like robes that are really nice? I'm wearing a robe, but like if they had some kind of special property robes.
You can have a look.
Like it was like this gives me more health. I take it.
No, I take that one. I'm vetoing that one.
Sort of puts down a tarp on the outside, and no. It's very slow.
Oh,
like he takes
it
out.
Unpack.
He folds it.
Yeah.
He takes the next piece out. He folds it. There's got to be like 200.
Can you just tell me what you have instead of showing me everything? Like, is there anything special?
He buys it in bulk.
But how do you know what you want? I mean, the robes are in the back, so we have to...
Do they have any special properties and I'll wait? If not, I want to go on because I'm going to die soon.
Oh. You want to die in style, though, don't you?
No.
Yes.
I'm not taking it with me.
Depends on where you go.
He's still folding.
He's just folding and smiling at me. This guy's crazy. Let's just go.
He's going to be very upset that you made him unload all that
I told him, just give me information.
You didn't ask for specific information, now.
I did.
You just said, okay, let's see your wares. It's not like an RPG.
Well,
it's like a multiple choice.
Like this most recent one, or?
Yeah, like
right from my life.
Yeah, like how long have your horses been? Are they
tired
at all?
Fresh at Ottoman's dock.
How big is the wagon?
It's less than a day with horses.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's offer our services as protection.
He's going the wrong way.
Yeah, he's going the other way.
Fuck!
Fucking Calvin.
You got any shit you don't want?
don't want?
Yeah, I like to disappoint.
Yeah, he's weighing you down.
We got weighing you down.
I mean.
Yeah, like some dirty silk.
Dirty silk.
I like dirty silk.
Why would I have dirty silk?
I mean, I'm assuming you got silk and some of it's gotta be dirty.
Well, I have.
I was gonna buy that.
That's still on the bottom.
What do you got?
That I don't really quite understand. He sort of holds it up.
Yeah.
And it's a piece, but it's like, it has holes in it?
Sure, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I don't know what I'm gonna do with this.
Yeah, can I have it?
Can you have it?
Yeah, guys, have it.
Tell me, you did tell me about the bats.
Yeah.
I told you about the bats. You can give me another.
Hey, shut the fuck up. I'm gonna make a deal here.
Discount on this rogue. On this rogue.
A rogue?
It's gonna be great.
Dang it. Yeah. Don't get a replacement rogue.
So, he gives it to you?
Yeah, I got it.
Yep.
Okay.
He gives it to you.
Poisoned.
Holy silk.
He continues to fold.
Spelled
it's clear he's starting to sweat. He's not used to this kind of
thing. Holy with an E.
He's gonna have to take a break.
No, I meant like,
it's all right, I don't need anything.
But
it's okay.
But, I mean, we're like, there's 12 of them down here already. We've only got like 9 more to go.
Oh, no, 12?
That's okay.
Here, I tell you what, I'll help put these back in for you.
No, I have a very specific way to do it. Right. Don't touch it.
Let's just go.
Well, fine then. Be that way.
I'm fine, I got silk.
Alright.
What you got?
Do you have any silken gloves?
I offered to buy stuff.
Yes.
I offered for...
Do you have any
bats and
black silken gloves?
Yep. Yes.
What the fuck?
How much? And do they fit me? I must see them before I show you.
Okay, he gets one.
Okay. I just want to see if he had any kind of special property stuff. I want a nice, wizardy robe.
I would like...
He's just gonna answer the question. He doesn't even know what he has. He has
like
nothing.
Your finest silken gloves.
He's just making us buy time for his friends to come and ambush us.
Yeah, I got my holy silk.
One silver piece.
No, it's holy. It's fine.
For the finest pair you have.
This.
Most expertly leopard hemmed and
the finest pair he has are for women.
I'll make that bet.
For
that
male,
trade.
This is the finest pair.
You want to trade? Has. Okay. So otherwise, they wouldn't
fit. Right.
But you wanted this.
One silver piece?
One silver piece.
But you want this, so I gotta keep it.
No, I don't want it.
Done.
All right.
Do you have any other silken wares?
Finally, someone worth what?
As black as possible.
Can you go blacker than black?
No.
You can't go
what shade of black? Did you hear what me and Aaron talking about? He was like, hey, I'll trade you this tiger skin for.
Yeah, I get this leopard
for your silk. I'll make that. I was gonna just trade up until I got that from Freed for you, and then I had something worth a lot of money as I traded.
Well, I was.
That would be my goal. This.
He's like, hey, I was like, you got silk. He's like, yeah. I was like, I'll trade you. He's like, what do you got? Like, leopard pelt. He's like, okay, I'll make the trade. I'm like, okay, I'll give you this leopard. No.
Okay, that's gonna be my goal.
He has a black scarf.
So I want it.
Okay.
He has a black. It's a
You should don't lean too far forward.
What?
Like
what?
A headdress, but it's for a man. Something that, you know, you might wear.
Is he still unloading stuff?
Okay.
How come you guys get answers?
Like more like a head wrap or like a turban kind of thing?
It's not quite a turban, but it's like an Aladdin wrap.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Aladdin.
Aladdin?
Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Come on.
Yeah, I'll take those as well. How much?
Silver piece.
For each? Or both?
For each.
Okay. So, do you have any other fine silken wares?
Nothing black.
He doesn't know.
It's not very popular.
I asked him if he had anything. He had no answers for me. He just unloaded his truck. Am I the only sane ones here?
I got free shit.
We're going to die in 6 months. Let's go.
Most of my black stuff is for women in mourning. So not a lot of men.
And scarecrows.
Gotcha. Hey, straight men, at least. Thank you for your wares, sir. And a silver piece as a tip.
Very good. Very good.
No.
Oh, hang on a second. I think I see a robe here. He goes up, and he gets it. And,
It's from a woman.
It is...
I'll take it! No,
it's more like a waistcoat than a robe.
You're gonna be a magician.
Maybe it's a robe for a halfling.
Okay.
Aha! Just what you wanted.
No, but that's good. That's what magicians wear. Wear it over one shoulder, and you can flourish and have, like, cards and
stuff. Is there anything special about it?
I don't know. You just gave me a halfling robe.
Put it on, and it lengthens.
I can detect
magic. I'm gonna try it on.
You try it on.
No numbers change on your paper.
What's your constitution?
Shit. What? Why am I getting fucked in this deal?
What's your stamina?
You're an asshole.
Stamina's 13.
Okay, so you're not, like, withering away.
Get off!
No, it's fine.
Because you are now.
if you were really skinny, it would fit really well. Now,
oh, okay. It's like
it fits, but it won't button.
I thought you meant there was something wrong with it, and I'm not withering away. My stamina's high enough.
I felt like, well, it's not like you're withering away. I'm like, well, what's he like? What's he doing? Is he getting real skinny? I'll put, give me that. So I want to use that. You want to use that? Like three right. seconds.
I thought it had some curse on it or something. I'm cursed.
I was going to do detect magic, but then he went. He kept going.
Right. How much is the
5 copper pieces?
Sure.
5 copper.
Here.
There you go.
There. Okay, let's go.
I mean, it's nice, but it ain't free.
No. All right, you continue on.
You're just full of holes.
Unabated.
Wait, I got a plan.
Until night. Right.
It's like for a cow.
This is the last night.
Yeah.
So do you want to rest, or do you want to force?
I think we should probably
last night. We had a long day of that 5-minute interaction with that guy.
So. Thanks a lot of that.
We should rest.
You want to rest?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the last night, right?
I bet you we get encountered either way. 9.
Nope.
Nothing.
Well, Shane, can you move your
you wake up,
back a bit so we can move this closer
you
to Rick?
You walk, and before lunchtime,
damn it,
you hear the sound of the ocean.
Guys, we gotta circle back.
You haven't been to the ocean, have you?
Not much longer after that.
Yeah, circle, okay.
Well, yes, I know you have.
Come to.
Hasn't really either. Gulf of Mexico.
Ottoman's Dock.
I wanted to go, Calvin. They didn't want to go. Aaron took it away. Like a fool.
Okay. So, there are. Yep, this is the dock. And there's, you know, like water in these places, right?
Sure.
And buildings will normally be on stilts or something.
Okay, so it's like that village from
Avatar. And then this goes out to the ocean. Okay.
It says ocean.
So, if you want to investigate and sort of read some of the signs, you can do that. You can head straight to the ships.
Okay, the
what
green,
would you like to do?
The green part is the water, I think, right?
Green.
Everything is water. Every gray thing is water.
You took map reading in college.
This is all water. This is like out to the ocean.
That was a building.
Yeah, these are buildings.
Buildings.
I thought this is ocean.
There's all water underneath of it, but they're on like platforms.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it's like that place from Avatar.
Oh, I get what you're saying now, yeah.
Okay. So let's go, let's see what buildings they have. What?
The town of Ottoman's Dock is a ramshackle collection of buildings crammed with the crumbling and ill-repaired walls of a once mighty castle sitting on the edge of the small harbor. Dreary 2- and 3-story buildings lean precariously out over the single main street and numerous alleys.
Uh-huh.
The rough cobbled road is marked with potholes and rats scurry in the corners among piles of trash. Despite this, the town has a lively atmosphere due to the large number of traders, hawkers, and carousers swarming the streets at all hours.
Traitors, like traitors. Like,
traitor! Is that hawkers spelled with a W?
Yes.
H-O-A-E?
Hawker.
Hawk.
So... Can I buy a bird of prey?
Well, so you can look around.
Like a doggo?
Which way do you want to go, or do you want to split up?
It seems like a fairly small and safe place. We could hear each other scream if something were to go wrong. Let's split up.
Every square is 10 feet.
10 feet?
10 feet.
Let's stick together.
No. What? It's only like a... It's like from here to the parking lot. Come on.
You don't know what could happen there.
Well,
did we already go through the gate?
Yeah, you're in.
Well, there's only one path in the gate to go. Just walk down through.
No, yeah, but you can go around.
There's different buildings and stuff.
What? I thought these aren't walls. There's a breach.
Oh, you're right.
A gate.
No, my bad.
A breach.
Okay, so
you gotta go.
You're right.
We gotta go through this little way. All right.
So, number one is a series of apartment buildings.
Okay, don't care about that.
If you continue on,
mm-hmm.
you hit
number four.
Excuse me. Which is...
Why didn't they just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
I missed it.
4.
I know.
Pick 4, my lord.
Oh, okay. 1, 4. That is a temple.
Okay.
What kind of temple?
The legend of the hidden temple.
It is.
What about hidden?
It's the second building.
Nor legendary.
It's the temple for the legendary hidden temple.
It's underneath that one. It is a temple of the god of the sea.
Poseidon. I don't know who the guy of the sea is for this game.
Do they have,
ceremony.
Like, if the god of the sea, I assume it has something to do with water. Do they have any, like, place, like, right outside the temple where you can, like, wash your hands or feet or something like that?
Yep.
Okay.
What is dead man?
While no one's looking, I'm gonna go and wash my dirty silk. So it's now no longer
dirty.
It's no longer dirty, it's just holy, and I made sure no one saw me.
Now okay. It's holy.
You
holy.
Do so.
Yep.
It's double holy.
Okay. So now that it's not dirty, it's got up in value. So it's no longer like free.
A copper piece.
Yeah.
All right. No one wants. Are you entering the temple or moving on?
I don't need to go in. In fact, I probably want to move out a little bit so no one like goes up and says, "Hey, you made my holy water dirty."
All right. Number three is the name of it is Bruno, and it's a picture of like armor.
Oh, armor.
So he's a.
Well, none of us need armor.
Armor. Does everybody have
what kind of armor? What kind of armor?
Well, Shane doesn't want armor.
I got black iron plate armor.
Oh my god.
You had that armor. And you gave it up.
That's like the master armor game.
That's your impression from the sign, but you can go in if you want.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, let's go check it out.
I'm a cloth.
All right. You go in. There's a guy, human, actually a dwarf, tinking away at like a breastplate. And he's facing the entrance of the shop. He doesn't look up, but he sort of says out loud over the hammering, "Material, size." And he, ding, ding, ding.
Breastplates only.
Look around.
I look around.
Okay. There's chainmail. There's no plate mail that you see, but there's various types of chainmail.
Okay.
It's all very well made. There's shields, bucklers.
Legs? Like
what?
Like leg guards and stuff?
Yeah, greaves, gauntlets.
Yeah, that's it, greaves. I wouldn't say leggings, I'm like, that's all right.
Greaves, gauntlets.
Does he have any sort of, like the shield that,
Buckler.
Yeah, but like smaller, like more form to the arm. So you can like deflect better rather than like
shitty buckler.
One that actually like wraps around like the outside of the arm.
So a gauntlet.
Yeah, something like that. But not like a glove. More like a bracer.
You want something metal to go from here to here that you can block a sword with?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, he's got this.
Okay. Ask him his price.
You pick one up, or are you asking him about?
Asking about like a custom piece, possibly.
Don't have too much time to wait.
No, I know.
We need a black silk. We're going around putting together a super armor.
Start early.
Custom piece. 8 silver.
A rush job.
2 gold.
What? Wait, how long will it take for the original job?
I mean, I figure he has other work in front of that, so.
Okay.
I said...
Every job's a rush job. Have you looked around this place?
See?
Fair enough. How long would the regular price take?
4 days.
I don't figure we have 4 days.
Preferably not, but we haven't gone to the shipyard to see how long it takes to get a boat.
Well, we might have to wait for... How about you guys do that then?
We can come back.
Do you introduce yourself?
Yes.
Okay. He stops you. Don't know your name.
Okay.
Rick's like, do you introduce yourself? Yeah, I say, shut up. It's better that we don't know each other.
It's got a backstory.
I love it. All right.
Fair enough.
We should go and find out how long we'd be stuck here, and then you can debate on how long you need to armor things for.
I will return.
Okay.
I just walk out. Before we... I went with him, I think, right?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Before we leave,
we're together.
I look around. How's this place lit? Candles, maybe.
Well, so there's a furnace, like a forge.
Yeah,
and that lights it pretty well.
Yeah, they don't have any. Do you have any kind of candles or anything like that?
No.
You're trying to steal shit?
Like, well, is there anything on the ground that like looks discarded?
Just trying to get melted wax and shit.
I mean, if you go close enough to like the anvil,
yeah,
there's like shavings,
yeah,
or that kind of thing.
I looked at the dwarf and I said, "Hey,
there's tools around.
Can I have these shavings?" Can I have the shavings?
Shavings.
Yeah, these shavings that are on the floor that you just were walking all over. Can I have these?
Saves me from sweeping them up.
Okay, I get my silk out. I get some shavings and I put it on the soak and then I wrap it up and I look at you for a second and I just leave.
Okay.
Do the shavings fall out?
No.
They're in the soap.
No, they're really small. The holes are down the outside, more in the middle.
Are you sure?
That's why I did
this. Where
are
the holes at on this paper?
I rolled them up so the holes will overlap on each other. Okay, so the silk stays inside.
It's hold like crocheted kind of holes.
The shavings.
Okay.
Thank you. No, I don't say thank you. Thank you that we finished this conversation.
He doesn't look up.
All right, let's move along to the road. Number two.
You guys are going to be so mad you didn't have these shavings.
You see a sign that says Rafts. It has a picture of, like, a dude with a rapier and a dagger and a dude with a longsword.
Yeah.
Let's go in there.
That does not sound like Rafts at all.
Raff, that's maybe the guy who runs
R-A-F-S, like Raphael's.
Oh, I was thinking of like a raft.
R-A-P-H-S.
Oh, I thought you said raft.
Raff.
Okay. Like, it's called Rafts. And they sell flatboats.
Okay, we go in there.
You go in.
I'm continuing to the docks.
There's an elf.
Oh, let me see that.
You see a lot of very well-made items. A long sword and a scimitar particularly catch your eye. But he has a few weapons that you've never seen before.
No.
But he has like this
side.
This pole that has like chains on it, but they're barbed.
Huh.
Oh. Spike chained.
No, it's not like a ball on the end of it. It's like the chains themselves are barbed.
No, yeah, it's
the barbed chain thingy.
It's like a sword that's got like hinges in the middle kind of thing.
No, it's
I forget what it's called, but it's
like you get someone with it and everything scrapes, right? It's a I can't remember.
Like a nine tail?
Yeah, it's a lot like a nine tail.
Like that, like the Romans, like yeah.
Yeah, but metal.
Yeah, they have metal ones too.
Yeah.
Like a scourge.
I don't like it.
So yeah. A scourge, exactly.
Yeah.
But that's what
Lord.
So you come in and he sort of looks at you, and sees your nice armor. Who has the jewels, the jewel scabbard?
I have an elven sword.
I think Shane had it.
He has the nice sword with the jewel scabbard.
That's Melky?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just says long sword, DE plus two.
You should put the things on there.
Most fine. Would you be interested in a trade?
What do you have to trade, brother?
What are you looking for, another long sword?
Yeah, you know what? This one has served me well through many battles.
Has it?
What kind of sword you got to trade for this amazing, immaculate sword?
Have you had it repaired recently? It's used now.
Yes.
Now I know that.
In town. I did. During our layoff.
Really?
Yes.
You want to have a look at it?
Take a look.
All right. He has it. He sort of,
wrong answer.
Checks the balances, right? He's quite impressed with the work. He says, yes, it's quite nice. Would you be interested in trade or gold?
Well, what do you got to trade?
Have a look around. I have the finest blades and the stock.
Okay, I'm looking at the swords.
Okay, so what kind of sword are you looking for? Like, do you want something that's like curved or straight? There's many number of them. Like I said, there's a long sword and a scimitar that catches your eye. It's been engraved with elven runes. And it appears to be, you pick it up, and it's like it's not even in your hand.
Okay.
It's very light.
The longsword's been engraved with elven runes?
And the scimitar.
What?
Scimitar.
Scimitar.
It's a curved blade.
Oh, yeah.
Seen Robin Hood, Men of Thieves? Or
Prince of Thieves?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, Kevin Costner, yeah.
That's Morgan Freeman's sword.
Oh.
It's a scimitar.
Yeah, I'm in love with that sword.
What can you tell me about this longsword?
Well, it's very light. Is it compromised on its sturdiness and its durability?
It's a bit. The longsword itself is a little more like Eastern. It's very flexible,
mm-hmm.
Right? So it's not like an Eastern or a medieval.
It's not like a broadsword.
Yeah, it's a long sword, but it has much flexibility.
Like
yeah,
spring steel.
Yeah. So that's that. The scimitar
it's more like a straight
is
saber, then.
More traditional. It's just a scimitar.
I guess.
Because I can use a
in
long
my sword. Head,
yeah. Ricardo. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of like stats versus stats. You know what I mean?
Well, so how good are you at evaluating swords? Or someone in the group? What was your job before all this?
You don't want a short sword,
I was a merchant, longbow. Actually.
Okay.
So I think I have an eye for these.
Then roll a d20 and add intelligence. And we'll see what all you can determine.
That's the one that I gave you, wasn't it?
The elven short sword, but if I can get this elven long sword, I might like it better.
I might take it.
Oh. Three.
Went from a 19 to a 3.
Fuck.
You have no idea. Like, it's... you've never seen a sword like this before. Like, you're pretty familiar with the long sword that you use. Mm-hmm. When it comes to evaluating these ones, you're just not sure.
I'm not interested in the scimitar, but I'm interested in the long sword.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
What? You can get the scimitar.
No.
It's a big, awesome sword for a big, awesome man.
I don't like this kind of swords.
Why?
It looks stupid.
Well,
which one does more damage?
They use the same, but the longsword uses dex, whereas the scimitar uses strength.
Which, you need strength. You're not a dex-based character.
He's got a 16.
Looks.
In dex.
Yeah, but he's got like a 17 in strength.
What?
Ooh, the nail bat.
No.
Alright,
don't have a barbed wire.
So by dex you mean agility?
Yeah.
For the longsword?
The longsword, for the flexible thing.
It's light, so it's more... Like,
okay, maybe I will look for the. Can a wizard use a scimitar?
Yeah, it counts as a long sword.
Okay, because I just have an elven short sword right now.
So, like, you know, wizards in the east, in the desert, would use scimitars probably.
I could use a scimitar. Can I look at the scimitar?
Yeah, you can.
Good.
What does the short sword use for stats?
A d6.
Short sword uses a d6.
Strength. No, I don't want that then.
Alright, so.
Sell it back to him or something?
Yeah, I might sell it to him and take it.
If you want to know how much it costs.
Take the strength weapon.
I need an agility-based weapon, though.
Mine's a 9 for agility, but a 12 for strength, so I'm better off going with strength. Yeah. I guess, honestly, it's the same, because the modifier is
still 0.
Anything, so.
I have a -2, though.
Okay. Wands. Alright, so this is a long sword. Goes for that. So it is 10 platinum pieces.
For the longsword? Yep. What about for the scimitar?
That is 8 platinum pieces.
I don't think we have any. How many equal a platinum?
It's 100 to 1.
It's 100 gold to a platinum? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we don't have enough between us, even.
No, we don't have 1,000 gold.
You said you trade mine, right?
I have 57 gold.
Yes,
pieces.
He would.
If I sell it wholesale, what is it? My sword.
He says that he will offer you 2 platinum for your sword.
Which is?
200 gold.
Yeah, but that's a lot less than what it's worth.
Yeah. Well, if I trade, I'll get more equal value.
Maybe we can trade it for both weapons.
I doubt it.
Maybe we can trade mine and his weapon.
If he's gonna buy Shane's sword for 2, that does not equal the 18 that the other 2 swords are worth.
You can always come back. There may be.
See, I don't want to spend all our money either because we're gonna need it to get it somewhere.
Maybe gambling or something here.
What's your cheapest item?
Is there a sports bar around here?
The cheapest item.
The cheapest item?
What's
none
the
of these
cheapest
items
item?
Are cheap.
Okay, well,
sir.
Of all these items,
do you have anything?
What one is valued the least?
By whom?
By me!
They're all my children.
What are you talking about?
He made
of
them.
All of these weapons, Aaron, you have in here.
Yeah.
Which is
what
your
one
least
costs
favorite?
Least?
Thank you.
No, I'm coming by your shoulder.
I'm dealing with these gentlemen now.
Why are you dealing with me? I'm here. They're scrambling for platinum pieces. I want to know what the cheapest thing is. You.
People don't believe it's your
get
attitude.
That's how you treat your customer?
You're not a customer.
I was being a customer. I was be like, ha, give me the highest paying thing.
Yes.
But I'm going to come back. I'm a pretty woman, your ass.
You'll buy for
the hell
nail.
Out of here. Is there anything in here you don't want?
You.
You got any candles? I see you have candles. You have a candle over there that's trying to burn out. Can I just have this? It's useless.
Only if I get to hold it up to your face.
You can do that. That's fine.
Oh, it's on?
Yeah. I'm willing.
If you could please leave. I would hate to get the guards involved at this point.
I'll leave and give me that candle that's worthless.
It's not going to happen.
You just don't want to give me the candle.
Boy.
You're really weird about this candle.
Can you get the guards, please?
Damn it. You get us in trouble.
Right? Yeah, I'm staying until I get my candle.
It's not your candle, it's his candle.
If you get in trouble, you get thrown in jail, we have to bail you out.
How much would you give me for this elven sword? It's a nice
elven sword, barely used.
Yes, quite nice. I would give you 80 gold for it.
Okay.
So we're not talking about the candle anymore.
Thank you.
That's tighter.
We have some other business to deal with, so
maybe we'll come back.
We are very.
Oh, I'll be back for my candle. Oh
my gosh. I see. Yes.
Okay.
Because you weren't leaving until you got your candle. We're leaving. Bye.
you're right. Sorry. I'll take off.
All right. You guys leave.
Okay.
Okay. Now, how does it work if I want to steal something?
Well, you should probably wait till night and break in.
Okay, but I just had a kind of a huge distraction for no reason there. Did you notice me stealing something?
I mean, he was looking at you most of the time.
Yeah.
But if you want to try and have stolen something, uh-huh. you can do
yeah,
agility against his intelligence.
Okay, agility.
But what are you stealing?
Okay, so when I asked for the
for stealing
when
something,
I asked for
worth
the
any money.
Least valuable thing,
right.
Did his eyes dart to anything?
No, but when he called for the boy, he was looking to make sure that the boy that you let the boy through.
That let the boy through. Is the boy the least valuable? Okay, so the boy came
trying to purchase
the boy. Is the boy? Does the boy have any visible valuables on him?
He's a shop boy. Like he gets paid to sweep and.
So nothing like hanging off his belt,
no.
Like a knife or something.
Are you even good at stealing?
Okay, that doesn't work with.
He's not trained. We don't quit trying to steal shit.
I mean,
asshole.
You know, he wasn't on you the whole time. If you want to try and steal something.
Yeah,
but. You know, the guards are already on their way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
whether or not you stole something or not.
And the distraction was you, so he was just looking at you,
yeah.
And then you're going to try to steal something.
Okay, you're assuming I don't have a plan.
What's the plan?
I think you're improvising.
You should have, been like, Calvin, I'm going to distract him. You steal something.
You steal the
stuff. Well, I don't know how exactly the format of this works. I was just trying to do something fun. But you guys make it sound like this is not fun or something.
You're gonna fuck us over. It's the same.
Well, you need to let us in on it.
Yeah, so that we can help.
I know that's how it works.
Do like a, you know, bait and switch or some shit.
So I don't want to steal anything.
You can always come back and try again.
I just want that fucking candle.
Refuses to give me a candle.
We're gonna steal the useless candle.
It's not useless. I got a plan. It's gonna pay off later.
There could be a candle shop for all you know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen all the shops.
I don't
all
want right. candles that are worth like, money. I want a worthless one.
I'm sure they have, factory seconds that they can't sell.
I have a question.
Yes.
I was thinking, how about, you know, we'll walk to the docks and we'll sightsee what's on the way.
Yeah.
I wanted to do after the armor.
We gotta walk past 5 and 9, and then we gotta look at 10, 6, and 7 while we're there.
Okay, so are we leaving?
Yes!
You're lucky my friends are here, because I gotta go. Or they're all pissed off, but...
Oh my god!
I would've gotten that candle if I wanted it.
And maybe we'll come back.
You flesh. I saw him flesh. Let's go, guys.
And maybe we'll come back.
Okay, so we're leaving 2, gonna go past 5 and 9, see what they are.
What's 5?
5. Alright. So 5 is a series of open-air stalls. So okay. There's a
the
number
market.
Of merchants
okay.
out there.
We'll come back, man.
And 9?
9.
Or 6, that's easier too, because I figure we're going to go towards 10 and then see what 6 and 7 are, since they're all along the dock right here.
Yeah.
So if it's easier for you to go through. But 9's first. Okay.
6?
Mm-hmm.
There's a 6 P.
6 platinum pieces. We go there, we get 6 platinum pieces, guys.
That's not how that works. I believe that it is like the bar and the inn.
Okay, that makes sense. It's right there on the dock.
They're gambling there.
Probably.
Very likely.
Almost assuredly.
7.
7 is the Briny Rose, which is an inn, an establishment like the last one, but this one looks like it serves a higher class of people.
Okay.
Rich girls. Daddy problems.
And 10.
10.
Oh, wait, 9 too. We skipped 9. Where's 8?
9 is... you're going along.
Oh, man.
And there's like a Gandhi-looking dude sitting next to the street, and he has a chicken in a cage.
A chicken?
Yeah.
Not for sure, there's a candle.
And in a cage.
He's like, good sirs, do you wish to know your fortunes? So hopefully you guys enjoyed it as well.
Yes.
And we'll see you next time, or you can see the next one right now on Patreon. Isn't that right, Eric?
Yes, you can do that. Patreon.com/blindwave. Thank you, Rick. I didn't know about that.
I know. It's a deal.
That's amazing.
Steal. Cool.
I need to click that button.